Faults on the Psalms. Psalm 133, Unity. Now, it's a very short psalm, and it's easy to speak on, but it's another of these topics, unity, that is so difficult to grasp and so difficult to live up to. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as the dew of Hermon, were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Psalm 133, Unity. Well, there's nothing difficult about understanding here. The difficulty is in all the application, at least the experience of it. Clearly, unity, and it's full of all covenant images, the priest, Aaron, the robes, the anointing, the oil, the sweetness, the dew falling on Mount Hermon. In that dry climate, that arid, sandy climate, you can imagine the sweetness, the refreshing sweetness of the dew, and the sweet smell of the ointment and the oil on the head and so on. It's a wonderful picture in the Old Covenant of unity in Israel. Of course, as you look at the history of Israel, you can see that very often it was just a pipe dream. So often Israel was divided and torn asunder, literally under Rehoboam. The kingdom was ripped apart. But even when they were together, and even in their parts, there was division and quarrel and disunity. And of course, in the New Covenant, the passage which springs to mind is John 17, Christ's prayer for the unity. And of course, we have the Apostle, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort, he says, to keep the unity of the Spirit. Israel was disunited. I'm afraid the sad history of the Church of Jesus Christ, the Ecclesia, is that it's shown disunity within its individual ecclesias, but also in the wider world. Here it speaks of the unity as good and pleasant, brothers together, dwelling together, a permanent state, not just an occasional time of so-called unity, but dwelling together, unity with precious words. Precious is called in verse 2. Precious ointment, precious oil, sweet and refreshing and a blessing. The opposite, of course, is dryness, bitterness, acidity, coldness, indifference, and the curse of God. My brothers and sisters, how we need this spiritual unity, not mere uniformity, not conformity, but spiritual unity. And we have to work for it and endeavor to keep it by the Spirit. It can only be by the Spirit. Well, it's easy to preach this. It's the doing of it. How sadly I have contributed to any disorder or disunity. Charles Wesley wrote this lovely hymn on it, but he would know the difficulty. Lord, from whom all blessings flow, perfecting the church below, steadfast may we cleave to thee, love the mystic union be. Join our faithful spirits, join each to each and all to thine. Lead us through the paths of peace on to perfect holiness. Move and actuate and guide various gifts to each divide. Placed according to thy will, let us all our work fulfill. Never from our office move, needful to each other prove. Use the grace on each bestowed, tempered by the art of God. Yes, that's a lovely picture of the Ecclesia. So little in practice, though. And then we come to this. Sweetly may we all agree, touched with softest sympathy. There is neither bond nor free, great nor servile, Lord in thee, nor male or female. Love like death hath all destroyed, rendered all distinctions void. names and sects and parties fall. Thou, O Christ, art all in all. Yes, we can sing it. We can sing it heartily. Now let us, brother and sister, endeavour to keep the unity of the Spirit without quarrelling and bitterness. I know we must stand for the truth. We must contend earnestly for the faith. This is so difficult, but may God give us the right spirit, the spirit of love and unity. May we reflect the glory of Christ in this.